Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling it about?
Yeah, well, I just created one. It's Shuddy, A-J-A.
Could you spell that out for me? I'm sorry.
C-H-A-U-D-I-E-R. Then J-A, like in John Albert.
All right, thank you for that information. May I have the first and last name on the account, please?
John Chaudier.
Thank you, sir. I've located the account for publicrecords.info. How may I help you?
Well, I put in my credit card. They said there was 5 reports. I was looking for Hunter Fox, and when the reports come up, there's nothing there for him. Nothing. There's a whole bunch, but none of them are for him.
Okay, what type of information were you trying to retrieve for the specific person that you were searching for?
I was looking for inventor of California, or in California, for Hunter Fox, via criminal records like DUIs, petty theft, speeding, and everything else. And all I got was people in Los Angeles, and Hollywood.
Okay, now as far as DUIs or anything concerning the driver's license, sir, that's not going to be a matter of public record. You could, in order to find out if he's got any DUIs or anything like that, you'll have to have his driver's license number. And you'll have to get that information from the local DMV office.
Well, how do I get a refund then, since I can't, I put in my credit card number and they processed it and took my money, apparently.
Okay, well, I can definitely issue back a one-time courtesy refund for you, no problem.
Yeah, because everything here I'm looking at is, absolutely, I don't even know who these people are.
Okay, well, I did go ahead and issue that courtesy refund back to your card. That refund, it may take about 3 to 5 business days before you do see that return to your card. And I do have a confirmation number for you if you're ready. This confirms your account is canceled and fully refunded. And just let me know when you're ready for that.
Okay, go ahead. I got a pencil and paper.
Okay.
Go ahead.
145-48-58.
That's confirmation number?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the, and if I need to, I can call you back on the number, I see on my screen, 2391, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the information. I thought I could go in here and get all of his, I call them criminal records. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. I just call wherever.
No, sir. Some stuff is part of public record and some information is not.
Yeah, well, it apparently has nothing here that's part of public records. Not, they don't even ask for a middle initial. I don't know why. You know, when they're saying the name,
mm-hmm.
I put in Hunter Fox, but they don't ask for a middle initial. They ask for a description.
Right, because we just give general details. We don't get into detailed information. So those particular type of services, their fees are a lot higher for that.
Oh, okay. How much was that? That was on my credit card, so I can.
$18.95.
It was $18.95. Wow. Yeah, I didn't say what the cost was. It just said $1.
Yes, sir. It bills you a $1 deposit, and the $1 deposit is for the $18.95 volume discount package, which supplies you with the 19 report credits each month for you to perform your searches with. So to do the initial lookup, you do have to have those credits available, which is why it bills you the $18.95 for that discount package.
I will probably never do it again. It's the first time ever for me. So it was a learning experience. Okay, if you could credit my account, I'd appreciate it very much.
Yep, got you all taken care of. If you do need anything else, feel free to give us a call back here at customer service, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You enjoy your weekend, and thank you again for calling customer service.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.